Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What makes a great radio jingle? Let's go in-depth with Sam Anderson, Vice President of Smiles with Creative Radio Jingles, St. Cloud, Minnesota. So Sam, you're VP of Smiles.
Yes, absolutely.
What does that mean?
I head up the sales and marketing department for our company, Creative Radio. Really briefly, some background on us. It was five guys who were all in radio at one time. It's partner-owned. And they got together and said, we're going to create the world's greatest jingle company on planet Earth. And I think they did a pretty good job. I'm lucky enough to be one of the employees at Creative Radio. And we're a bunch of radio guys that not only believe in the power of jingles, but also to the power of radio, being one of the world's greatest mediums on planet Earth when it comes to marketing and advertising and branding. And we have been living and breathing that, at least I have anyways, at Creative Radio for the last 16 years.
So you create jingles?
Yes. Custom built from the ground up, ready to go.
Can I tell a quick story?
Go ahead.
Well, I was looking forward to meeting you and talking about this, because I'm a radio guy too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a little bit of research about the first jingle.
Yes.
And they say that musicians have always needed money, and that shopkeepers as far back as Roman and Greek times would hire musicians to come and play outside their shops, and eventually they would ask them to write a song about the shop. And then so this was happening just in marketplaces a couple of thousand years ago.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I was today years old when I learned this.
Well, and then what I really like, too, is that the first radio jingle was Christmas Eve, 1929, height of the Depression, or beginning of the Depression, anyway.
Yes.
And it was for Wheaties.
Okay.
And Wheaties across the nation weren't selling well, and they ran this jingle about Wheaties in the Minneapolis radio market, and Wheaties sales shot up.
Doesn't surprise me.
And since they'd only ran it in one market, they knew that the reason it was selling was because of radio. They then made a national campaign, and Wheaties, which was going to be discontinued, is now the breakfast of champion. People love Wheaties.
We know today.
That's right, and all because of a radio jingle.
And apparently the jingle doesn't fall, the jingle tree, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. We're actually located in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So we're just about an hour up from Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is intriguing. I don't know if that has anything to do with jingles staying in Minnesota and Broadway, you know, moving their way out or what have you. But after hearing that story, I think that's intriguing that it was Minneapolis is where that actually happened.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about what makes a great radio jingle with Sam Anderson, Vice President of Smiles with Creative Radio Jingles, St. Cloud, Minnesota. The process of creating a jingle, that's what I really want to learn about.
Oh, it's exciting. It is so fun. Let's walk through the steps.
Okay.
You are a business owner and you're currently advertising on radio. And if you're not advertising on radio, please look at radio as the medium to advertise on because it is a mass medium. You're talking to thousands of people at any given moment. You and I both know that, Bob. Secondly, I see this a lot of times with small business owners, is there's almost the fear of creating a strategic plan when it comes to your marketing. And it really boils down to three key things. And when I talk about jingles and marketing and advertising, I love to simplify things. At the end of the day, all your account executive at the radio station, or myself, or the creative services department at your radio station is doing is creating an effective, memorable invitation. That is it. At the end of the day, all we are doing is creating memorable, effective invitations, talking to a specific group of people that we are invited to that small businesses party. So here we go. You are running your mom and pop shop, which is awesome because small business is the backbone. You talk with your AE at the radio station, and we decide, let's find out more about jingles and why jingles are so fantastic. Jingles become the consistency for your marketing and advertising, something that is always there. So, Bob, if I were to hum to you a national company you and I both have in common would be, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I haven't even said the business name yet. Of course, it's the big golden arches. Again, you've nailed into the advertising game. When I can hum three or four notes to you, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Now, granted, their invitation is always changing. And in your small business, your invitation is always changing. Whether you're reintroducing the three different gigantic sandwiches, that fun board game they love to play, that McRib thing that comes back every once in a while, your small business does the exact same thing. So that's why jingles are so effective, because they build that consistency. So how does the process work? Step one is what we do is get a snapshot about your small business. We want to hear your story. Again, every business has a story. Every movie has a soundtrack. Well, why shouldn't your small business have a soundtrack to go with your story? That's what we create. So step one, we get the snapshot about your business. We look at the business name. Also, too, a lot of small businesses don't have positioning statements or slogans. Come fly the friendly skies, like a good neighbor, the best part of waking up. These are all national brands, of course, you and I have in common.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times, small businesses tend to kind of ignore that. Again, they know how to run their business. But when it comes to their marketing and advertising, they may need a little help because they're not thinking about that constantly. They're thinking about payroll, keeping the shelves stocked, especially in these days and age right now in regards to keeping the shelves stocked. But again, too, thinking about that positioning statement or slogan, so your business name better tell me who you are. That slogan or positioning statement, as far as I'm concerned, better tell me what you're going to do for me. So we establish that. We establish what the front door is. And by front door, I'm talking about your business. Are we walking into your business? Is your business need a web presence where we're directing them to that? Which, by the way, radio is a phenomenal traffic cop. It can direct people anywhere you want them to go. Is your phone number your front door? We need to identify that. That's why in jingles you hear the phone number song, 800-588-23, blah, blah.
Right.
Again, comes right back to you. I'm not supposed to memorize that, by the way, but it's stuck in my head. So we identify the front door. Then we get into the fun part. We talk about music. And again, too, when it comes to music, it's very interpretive. We ask band, artist, group, singer. Again, we don't parody jingles. The reason being is people associate the song. They don't associate the business. Second of all, we don't know who owns the rights to said song, so therefore we don't want anybody to get in any legal trouble. And by the way, it is not legal to use licensed music that a band or group is playing as your background music. Don't do it. Bad idea.
Well, I see some of this on television ads, and I don't associate the music with the band or a song I like, but I don't make that connection to what they're selling.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I encourage staying away from using sound-alikes. However, when we ask those questions, because again, we need a direction to go. That's our process. So a band, artist, group, singer, is there a song that comes to mind? That gives us a direction. If you don't have a direction, you have no idea, because a lot of people are not musically inclined. I'm one of them that's not extremely musically inclined. However, again, my background is radio, so I've spent a lot of time around music. We can start with something as simple as tempo. Then we go into a musical genre. What are you comfortable with? Also, too, who are we talking to? Who are we inviting to your party? We take that information back to our lead writers. We create a demo, and in jingle speak, very simply put, we send out the demo that's called the 30-second donut. The reason it's called a donut is there's a hole in the middle. So that's where the business name is sung at the very beginning. In the middle is where you put your anchored ad copy, that invitation, and it's sung again at the end. And we send that off to the client. The client may love it and say, absolutely, let's go ahead and we'll get the jingle package. Or they may get the jingle demo and say, we need to change some things. Can we fix that? In our company, absolutely, we are satisfaction guaranteed. You know, when it comes to utilizing jingles and having musical backgrounds and soundtracks, Bob, with your background being in news, all news organizations have the big sounders or sonic logos, if you will. that they utilize. Dun, 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 dun. You know automatically who I'm referencing there.
And so then I know to pay attention.
Absolutely. Because at that point, what you're doing is you're setting up the listener or the consumer for a message of what Bob is getting ready to deliver, whether it may be something extremely important, whether it is something in regards to a news update. I'm sure that, you know, along with radio and also small businesses, you have sounders that you use maybe when there's inclement weather coming into the area.
Yes.
It grabs your attention. There's a reason why there's the world famous ugly EAS tone when it comes on, and they test it once a month. It grabs your attention. The same thing can be said in regards to jingles, but on a totally different level in regards to, okay, this business is setting up a message. And understand, if you're a small business, it may not be the ad that you run today that it's going to be, yep, I need to buy a new car right now, or I need to have my AC checked, or I need to go to the dentist. However, it is those intimate conversations you've had with me through the radio over the past 2, 3, maybe 4 months that all of a sudden it's time for me to go to the dentist. I need to have my AC checked. My light switch turned on, but the lights didn't come on. My car's making noises. Aha, now your small business has talked to me. And if your invitations are spot on, using emotion, not for all of your XYZ needs, by the way, folks. It is for a need or an emotion. One thought per talk in the ad. Absolutely, I'm now in your wheelhouse. So that's what we do. That's it kind of encompasses a little marketing 101 for small businesses. But at the end of the day, the jingle is something that is always there in every single thing that you do. And that's what we bring to the table.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about what makes a great radio jingle with Sam Anderson, Vice President of Smiles with Creative Radio Jingles, St. Cloud, Minnesota. And so it would be so very different for like what a hair salon might want versus, oh, a feed dealership.
Absolutely.
And so you've got different markets, you've got to have different music to go with it, mm-hmm. different ages maybe that
we talk about that. Absolutely. Again, you as a business owner know your customer better than we do. In certain business categories, you'll see where their clientele may be getting kind of up there in age, and we want to invite a younger demographic to come to your small business. Well, we're going to skew that music a little bit younger. And the message may be a little bit younger. Again, we want to make sure that we're inviting that younger audience in. I like to utilize Sears as an example here when it comes to proving a point for invitations. Now, I know that Sears has gone out of business, gone by the wayside. They were the original Amazon as far as I'm concerned. They had a great thing going for a while. And back in the 80s and 90s, they realized that, you know what, on our Craftsman tools, they weren't just killing it at that point. They were doing great in revenue, but they decided we need to invite a group of people to the party. And that was ladies, and they said, women, we would invite you to come see the softer side of Sears. Their revenues jumped.
Yes.
It was huge. What did Sears prove? Again, simplicity. It's an invitation. Who are you going to invite to your party? So when it comes to the process of marketing and advertising for a small business, and this is something that I know that your stations believe in, first is consistency with a jingle, or having something consistent with your message. Next is frequency and repetition, making sure you're getting that message repeated out there. And then thirdly is good anchored ad copy. A message is tied to establish a need or an emotion. I look at your radio stations here, and they're not just radio stations for me. They're gigantic mountaintops with bullhorns to let everybody know how awesome these small businesses that you guys champion on a daily basis is. And that's kind of the process. I get on my soapbox a little bit when I talk about this, Bob. As you can tell, I get a bit excited every once in a while. So,
no, that's great. Can I just toss out a thought experiment?
Sure.
And see what you come up with?
You bet.
All right. There's this small shop in one of our communities that I enjoy going to because I'm really bad at buying presents for my wife.
Same here. Welcome to the club.
And I go in. And also bad at buying presents for my daughter. But they go in. They're very friendly. They know my wife and daughter.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, what are you looking for? And I'll say, well, I don't know. And they'll go around, and they know everybody. And they will hand sell things to me and give me something that my wife and daughter love.
Yes.
And so I'm very grateful. But how would they get that message out with the jingle? Do you have any real quick thoughts on that?
Absolutely. First off, their business name and their slogan is the first thing that you would do. Secondly, you actually just created a one thought per talk ad for that business. I would say that directly. When it comes to creating those one thought per talk ads, the ad may start something along the lines of, are you having trouble finding that gift for that perfect someone in your life? Did you know we can literally take you by the hand, walk you through the store, and make sure that when you leave, not only will you have a smile on your face, but when you give your wife this present, she too will have a smile on hers. And there you go. That's just a one thought per talk ad. And all I did was summarize exactly what you told me in that story. And we have the business name and the slogan sung, depending upon what the business is, and their style of music, and then there you go. You can have another ad, again, with the jingle beginning, because we want to make sure we're being set up for a message from this business that talks to your daughter. She is your pride and joy, and she's growing up way too fast, and you want to make sure the memories that you had as a kid, hers are twice as big. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Well, we here at XYZ Small Business know how to make daughters smile. Again, all we did was strike that need or an emotion, and we didn't say for all of your kids' toys needs, come and see us. Again, that does absolutely nothing. And then it has the jingle's positioning statement and the business name sung out, and there you go.
Wow.
It's just like that.
You're good. Very, very
I've been
good.
Doing it a while. I've been doing it a while.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invitation. I've enjoyed it. It's been a blast.
Thanks to Sam Anderson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.